Time to let the little ones get all of that energy out. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall has your little ones covered with toddler time. Each Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., open only for jumpers 6 and under, the little ones can jump at their own speed and comfort level without the older kids around. It's a safe, fun outlet for your toddler's energy, and they'll feel right at home on all of the attractions. Plus, they'll have the best nap ever afterwards. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us on the line, Ivan Hang, the founding artistic director at Wild Rice, Adrian Pang, co-artistic director at Pandemonium Theatre, and Gaurav Kripalani of the Singapore Repertory Theatre, of course, the artistic director there. All three of them on the line to tell us about their latest movie called The Pitch. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Glad to have you all on in unison.
Good morning.
Morning, Glenn, and morning, Neil. Thanks so much for having us on. How's it going, guys?
Very good. I'm going to go straight to Adrian on this one because I asked your good self and Ivan to come on, and then Garth came on the following week.
This was a few months ago.
Yeah. And then we discussed the plight of the arts, and the three of you discussed on our show, in collaboration, what needs to be done. And the next thing we see, you've all got together and made this film. So basically, what I'm asking is...
Did we get a producer credit or anything?
Yeah, where's our executive producer's tag? Is it all down to us? Did it all germinate from that show?
Did it
Adrian,
happen?
That's what I want to know.
Did it happen on Money FM, Adrian? Be gentle now. Come on.
Yeah, it's either your fault or your credit.
Thank you.
I mean, the fact is, the truth is, the three companies, Wild Rice, SRT, and Pandemonium, have been bonding over this whole pandemic crisis ever since it hit us in March. And we've been getting together once a week to catch up and to offer each other support and basically, rally together in solidarity while the whole arts industry is being, obliterated by this virus. And the three of us, formed a kind of unofficial kind of alliance, really. And as we were kind of commiserating over the months, we kind of in a semi-drunken state decided that maybe we should pull together and do something together, an unofficial co-production, as it were.
Now, you mentioned that you would get together. Did one of you pay typically, or did you all go? Did you go Dutch on this? Because I want to know who the big spender was.
You, Glenn and Neil, you'll be getting a bill soon.
Go ahead. Just send it to SPH. I'm sure it'll be taken care of. No problem. Now, Gaurav, in the film called The Pitch, which is a 20-minute short film that just dropped earlier this week on Monday night, you make all the initial calls to bring everyone together. Give us, without too many spoilers, give us the kind of the basic overview of what the film is about.
In a nutshell, let's just talk about the genesis of this project. As Adrian said, we would get together once a week on Zoom and commiserate. Misery loves company. It was, how do we take, we just decided we're having so much fun, let's just edit our Zoom sessions together and stream them. And from there, it grew into, let's approach Kim Kwek to do it properly. If we're going to put our three names on something together for the first time ever, then let's do it properly. And Ken did a wonderful job. And it really is about pitching for a grant that we all need that we may not do during normal circumstances. But boy, do we need money now. What is going to sell? And it was bringing everyone together. That, in a nutshell, is the plot line.
We're talking with Ivan Hang from Wild Rice, Gaurav Kripalani from SRT, and Adrian Pang from Pandemonium about their wonderful 20-minute short film, The Pitch. Now, Ivan, what was your take on it when the guys got together? I mean, how did you get involved? How did you rehearse? Where were the rehearsals done? Was there any diva moments that it had to be at Wild Rice or it had to be at Pandemonium? Ivan, what was your journey like?
Well, I think we talked so much on Zoom that when we actually met each other face to face, it was in the theater at Wild Rice. And I think that we were just quite stunned to actually see each other face to face after not having met each other. And then to be in the theater was actually very, very emotional, I must say. And then, of course, we continued and we, you know, started. I think the film was shot over 4 days, but it just culminated. And after 4 days of filming, the final day was about a 12-hour shoot, I think. But, you know, all our companies were involved in so many ways, talking. This is, I think, one of the best things is just, apart from me and Adrian and Gaurav, you know, Tony and Charlotte and Tracy and, you know, the teams, you know, all the heads, but also, you know, our production teams, our technical teams, the fundraising and development teams and the marketing and communication teams. So I feel that one of the best things that's come out of it is the fact that I feel that, you know, we become friends. Mm. And everyone can just pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, how are you thinking about this? And that, I think, is one of the best things that's come out of this. Yeah.
I would agree. And Adrian, early in the movie, Tracy is by your side when you're talking to Gaurav, and she brings you back down to earth in a wonderfully funny way. And I think we have to give due credit to her for all of you guys sort of taking the piss out of each other, right, on your egos and all that.
Yeah.
You know, those moments.
I think Tracy steals the show, to be honest.
She does. Yeah,
absolutely.
If I could just add, I can really relate to a Tracy putting a diva in his place.
And by the way, we have her on separately by herself next week on the show.
Yes.
So we figured we didn't need you guys. but Adrian, you know, you really let yourself go in this movie and be authentic about that. The, you know, some of the sort of personal quirks that all three of you bring up in this movie are ones that, you know, we outside the theater community can imagine happen but never really see happen.
Yeah.
Is that fun for you guys to do it that way, Adrian?
Oh, absolutely. I think right from the start, we knew that the way to tell this story was portray each one of us as exaggerated, highly heightened versions of ourselves.
Mm.
Well, perhaps in some of us, not that overly exaggerated, but I think this was a chance not only to make fun of one another in the best spirit possible, but also make fun of ourselves. And that was very, very fun to do. So Ken and I were collaborating on writing the script together. And I think part of the fun was to see how monstrous we could make ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good fun. I mean, if I could just...
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, bring Gaurav into this. The bit I like with Gaurav was the bit where he's on the phone to Sir Ian McKellen, because I remember interviewing Gaurav once before, and I swear he mentioned Sam Mendes, Kevin Spacey, Ian McKellen 15 times in the first 5 minutes.
So, but not in a name-droppy way.
No, not at all. So Gaurav, what was the experience like for you?
We had great fun doing this. I think I echo what Ivan was saying. I just think we were all super nervous the day this was going to be released.
We were.
It was like, how is this going to be received? And what will people think? So, yeah, I think we were all terrified. And then it got released because, you know, there's this fine line between we need to convey, it is conveying what the entire industry is going through and how, you know, the thing starts with the lights in the theater going off, with flyers being thrown away, banners coming down.
Yeah, very poignant,
It was really like, okay, this is real. This is actually how tough it is.
Mm.
And then finding the hope in that and that we are going to make it. I think that was, to me, yeah, it just came. Adrian and Ken did a wonderful job with the script.
Very good.
And got us to a point where, but I, you know, I think the main point is what Ivan was saying, that we've all been doing this for 20 years, longer, 25 years. And I think having a group of friends you can talk to about what we are going through is actually invaluable. I would say, to me, the silver lining of the entire 2020 is the camaraderie and friendship that's grown between the three companies.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. We're speaking with Gaurav Kripalani from SRT, Ivan Heng, Wild Rice, and Adrian Pang, Pangemonium. And Ivan, to you, now that, you know, we've had five, six days of people watching this, what has the response been from your colleagues in the theater community or in the arts community itself? What have people been saying to you about it? What impact has it had?
It's a love letter to theater. I think what we've created is a very funny, but also very moving piece of theater, because it's what everyone is going through, actually. It's what the arts and the performing arts and the live arts, you know, performing arts in particular are going through at the moment, because it goes down to the core of, you know, who are we if we can't go to work? What is our value? What is our worth? And then, of course, you know, this small thing of being essential and non-essential, of course, you know, the survey was, you know, one of those things that sparked a conversation, right? Mm. Which was a national conversation about what is the worth of an artist. You know, so I think in many ways it's also kind of a soul search, you know. But the response has been incredible. I mean, if you go to the Ray of Hope site, I mean, I just checked it this morning. I mean, we've raised a total of $90,000 so far.
Wow.
And, you know, people give $2, some people give $1,000, some people have given, you know, I'm not sure what the largest amount is, but, you know, $5, $10, $20, $30, $10 each company. You know, it's really, really, and but the messages move me. It's the messages of, you know, to say, you know, let's wait and see. You know, I mean, that's the, without giving too much away, it's like, you know, what do? We need to wait and see, and we need to hold on because better days are coming.
Ivan,
I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, Ivan, just staying with you for a second. You had that great line in the film about arts being number one for non-essential workers, and, you know, the famous thing which has been bothering me for months now. But on that point about being so-called non-essential in inverted commas, no, I would say the most poignant scene for me was the credits, which I thought was very well done, and it may miss a few people what they were trying to do there. I assume this is what you were trying to do, because my wife and I sat there watching the credits in silence, because it's a lot of people from all three companies. It's a lot of jobs. It's not just the guys on stage. We are talking about hundreds of Singaporean jobs at stake here, and that was the part that really brought home to me, this is what's at stake here. Those are not just digits or numbers, they are names, they are people with families, and their jobs are at risk. I'm assuming, Ivan, that was a very deliberate part on your guys' part to include every single name associated with your companies.
Yes, everyone is named, and apart from the entire team that worked on the film, and then everyone in our companies. Yes, definitely. I mean, because we are involved in the most collaborative of art forms. You know, we're not like a visual artist or a painter who can, you know, or a sculptor who can make work on their own. You know, our work involves the bringing together of artists, and then also the bringing together, it's the encounter, right, of a group of people, which is the artists meeting another group of people, the audience, coming together to figure out what it means to be human, right?
Yeah,
and at this moment, that opportunity is not available to us.
Yeah, speaking with Ivan Hang from Wild Rice, Gaurav Kripalani from SRT, and Adrian Pang from Pandemonium. And if I can just add, you know, Neil and I were talking earlier off air that we felt that some of the best acting of the film actually happened during the credits as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. Adrian, have you heard any different impact on the theater community from the people that you've spoken with since the pitch, you know, dropped on Monday?
Actually, what's been very gratifying is that every single person who has reached out to us after watching the pitch have either told us that this reinforces their belief that at this time especially we need the arts more than ever, or people who have suddenly realized that they miss it so much. And not just from the general public reaching out to us with these messages of encouragement and support, but also many members of the theater community and the arts community as well. It just really brought home the fact that we have to rally together and we have to do what we can. And yes, there is this line, once again, not giving away too much, that there is this idea in this short film, The Pitch, of us having to wait and see how things will turn out. But the fact is, and the truth is, we haven't just been sitting and waiting. We have been working our asses off over the last 6 months to try to do something. In fact, one of the working titles for this film was Lemonade, not The Pitch, because there was this line that was thrown at us from the powers that be. Hey, you know, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So this is our kind of little cocktail lemonade that we've created collaboratively in the wake of this barrage of lemons that has been thrown at us. Yeah. But I dare say all of us, every single one of us in the arts community haven't just been waiting. We've been finding alternative ways to keep being creative. I know SRT has, I know Wild Rice has. I mean, Pandemonium is right now at the moment halfway through rehearsals for a new online project that we're going to be releasing in October. So we're hard at work. I mean, during this, we don't know how long this thing is going to be with us. And we can't just wait. We have to keep finding ways to keep working, because that's what we're about. We have to get through this and not just survive, we have to thrive somehow.
Absolutely. And just on that point now with Garth, interestingly, we just spoke to Lionel Yeo, who you all know very well, the CEO of the Singapore Sports Hub, and he was telling us how they are trying to move forward, the Sports Hub, with slowly opening up the venue to events, whether it's social distancing, people seating further apart and so on. Garth, where are you at now with your conversations with the government agencies moving forward? Is there a possibility of theatre venues opening soon with various measures in place? What's the latest you can tell us on that?
Well, it's just been announced that they are going to start trialling venues with a capacity of 50 people. Hmm. So they start that September 11th and are aiming to finish beginning of October. So on one hand, it's a really good sign. You have to start somewhere. One of the things that we are conscious of is to mount a theater production with 50 people is almost a guaranteed loss-making proposition.
Of course.
But I think all three of us certainly feel that we have to do it, even if it loses money, because it's providing work. And it's so important to get people back into the theater. That's one of the things that's been the most reassuring about releasing the pitch, is the number of people who said they cannot wait to be back in a theater and watching a show in person. Mm. And that is, we're counting on that. But the point is, we start with that trial in September. So hopefully by the end of the year, we can start producing shows and providing work and bringing people back to enjoying, loving what we do.
And hopefully this National Arts Council initiative will show the way forward, even though initially it might only be 50 seats available, but that will hopefully be an innovative step toward some sort of normality. I was just looking on the Ray of Hope site, and you're up to almost $91,500. So we're moving up, 24 days to go on that. So if anybody wants to contribute, go to rayofhope.sg and then look for the pitch campaign, and that is available there. The movie also, people can see that on the pitch.sg. Can they not, Ivan?
Yes. Go to the pitch.sg. It's a website dedicated to it. You can watch it there. You can give there. You can find out all about the collaboration, lots of information, some photos, gallery. We created the site just for the show. So it's the pitch.sg. Yep.
Fantastic.
Monday night at 9 p.m., if you go to the pitch.sg, Ivan, Adrian, myself, Ken Quick, are getting together to have a little chat moderated by Janice Coe, talk about this whole process and the arts. And so please watch the pitch and then come join us for a live discussion Monday evening.
Yeah, the live discussion is great, guys, but come on, Tracy Pung was a star of the show. Let's get it right here. You know what I mean?
She needs to be on that. She needs to be on that Monday night, I think. But that's just one man's opinion.
No, absolutely. Yes, agree with that. I have to agree with that anyway.
Yes, you do have to agree with it, gentlemen.
Just one quick shout out to Ken Quick, our director, because without him, I don't think this whole thing would have come together so beautifully, so poignantly as well. So, Quick, a lot to love to you.
That's a great mention.
And also, you must give kudos to the – I see you had a, director of photography there. You had a DOP and working yep. with Ken. I must give credit to both of them because they made you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I do all my own stunts.
I can tell.
Me and Tom Cruise.
Gentlemen, we have to leave it there. Ivan Hang from Wild Rice, Gaurav Kripalani from SRT, Adrian Pang from Pandemonium. The film is The Pitch. The website is thepitch.sg. Support our local arts community. Thanks so much for being on with us, and we certainly hope to have you all on again in the very near future with hopefully good news from all of you about how great things are going and how the theater is coming back to Singapore.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy to have you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.